prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means during the first hour, we're going to be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. I tried to make a word out of two words, co-host and coach, then I just said coast. and then we're going to be talking at the top of the second hour about the effects of fructose. This is your brain on fructose. Fructose has been shown in numerous studies to be different than or act differently in the body than regular sugar. Now we're going to look at its effects on the brain, satiety, and possibly how it drives desire to overeat. Just want to mention, everybody, if you want to try the single best creatine monohydrate supplement in the world, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world, Crealkaline, you can get a free sample. Go to superhumanradio.com. Down on the bottom right-hand side, you'll see a banner with Dr. Jeff Galini's picture on it. Click that banner. It says Ask the Scientist. So ask the scientist for a free sample, and please include your mailing address or you won't get it, and it won't be my fault.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was actually standing and saluting. Let me sit back down.
Okay. I'm digging it, man.
Commander Regish, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
I just realized we need to start referring to you as Major General, I guess, if you're the commander of the Blueprint Army. I mean, you know.
Supreme Leader. I kind of like how the North Koreans do it.
Yeah, there you go. I liked it better when the in that movie Mars Attacks, the Martians.
Yep.
The Supreme Leader. Yeah. Okay, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. I took Maximus to Dinosaur Park here in Connecticut.
I saw that on
Sunday.
Facebook. It looks so cool.
Yeah, I got a couple pics there. And you know, on the way out, I was holding his hand, and he turned to me and he said, "Daddy, I had a fantastic day today."
That's the best, isn't it?
You know, you remember that for the rest of your life.
Yeah. What's new over at CoachRobRegish.com? CoachRobRegish.com. CoachRobRegish.com.
Well, the new boy, you're talking fast today.
You can tell, but no, you can tell I've been doing radio for 10 years, right?
Either that or you're back on caffeine.
No, but, that's not it.
Yeah, over on CoachRobRegish.com, we have a new Muscle You podcast episode up, and it's got a most interesting discussion on hyperhydration, amongst other topics. It can really make a big difference in your strength. And also, this is the final week we're going to be offering that free Ricochet Rabbit Fat Loss Report. So do take advantage of that while it lasts.
Bing, 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 Ricochet Rabbit. Most of the people in the audience don't remember that cartoon, but you and I do, right?
I do.
What was his sidekick, the slow-moving horse? What was his name? Do you remember?
I don't know, but he made him look that much faster.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, should we get right to it, Coach?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
So we have a question from Brad Sova. He says, "I'm interested in adding bands to build bar speed. I've been reading a lot of West Side stuff, and this seems to be what I need. What should I be looking for, and how do I use them? Also, I have a reverse hyper in my gym and am unusually strong in that movement. Are bands a possibility here, or am I playing with fire?" Should I just replay your answer from last week about bands and the reverse hyper?
Well, I'll get to that last. Maybe we'll skip it. But there's a lot to talk about in band, you know, with bands. They were popularized in this country, best I can tell, by Louis Simmons' articles via his West Side methodology after several of them appeared in Powerlifting USA. Bands and chains are basically used as a way of accommodating resistance and building greater what's called reversal strength. Primarily in the bench and squat, but you'll also see them on the deadlift. From what I can see, as far as what Westside's doing, bands have overtaken chains in popularity. So for starters, you need to know that bands are hard on the body, right? You can't use them all the time. Now, having said that, they do build extreme amounts of explosive strength, given the fact that the further you move the bar, right, on the concentric, the more the bands pull down. The practical effect is it teaches your central nervous system to be fast because you have to outrun the bands. So a good starter pair of mini bands is almost most people will need, you know, to reap the benefits. A doubled up pair of minis on the bench or the squat or deadlift for that matter adds a hell of a lot of resistance. So you need to go slow. I would suggest just using the bar in bands to feel it out, because what you're going to find is that if you're just new to it, you're going to be real shaky starting out.
You know why? And Coach makes a good point here. If you've been working with gravity as the force against the weight, there's always points where gravity is compromised and you are at the advantage. You don't get that advantage with bands. They continue to press harder and harder the further you extend the arm in the, say, for instance, the bench press or in the squat, when you start straining out. Your body's not prepared for that. It's not used to that. It's used to the weight starting to get lighter at certain points, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah, just start with the bar. Trust me. You'll see what I'm talking about as you shake. But as you get better with the movements, work up to you want to use a bar weight of about 40, anywhere between 40 and 50% of your one rep max for your speed work, plus the bands, right? And you want to move those explosively. 8 sets of 3 reps on the bench with 30 to 45 seconds of rest between sets, is about right. 3 reps is about as long as it takes to strain through a heavy bench, which is why that rep range is given. Now, here's a key point. You want to make sure that the bands provide tension even at the bottom of the movement, right when the bar is resting on your chest. Many folks err here, so just make sure to keep that in mind on the setup. As for the box squats and the deadlifts, doubled up minis work there too, but the set rep prescription changes to, let's call it, 10 to 12 sets of 2 reps. With the same rest periods. You can experiment with medium and strong bands, but in my opinion, they're way too much, especially if you're using 40 to 50% of your bar weight. As for the reverse hyper, using a strong band, which is 2.5 inches wide, adds a lot, builds a lot of explosive power, and it's like being shot out of a cannon if you go to sprint after a few sessions on it. Now, just this past week, I took delivery of a monster band, which is a whopping 4 inches wide. Adds 200 pounds of tension versus the strong bands, 80 to 100, and it opens up a whole new challenge as far as loading the reverse hyper. You know, lesser known band exercises, a great upper body warm-up is standing on the band and making progressively larger circles, moving the band in an arc over your head and then as far down your back as you can. Band good mornings are another one. You stand on the band with your feet together and then later on spread out the other ends around your neck, and then you pop your hips through. And then finally, what I call band crawls. So for those, you choke the band low, right, around some sort of support. Now you loop the other end around your ankles, you angle your feet outwards a little bit, and then you crawl out kind of on your belly farther and farther until you get a nice deep stretch in your lower spine. It offers a unique alternative to the inversion board if you don't have one. So give that a shot, Brad. I'm sure you'll be pleased with the results.
And let's not forget band on the run.
Oh, God. I've seen some scary things happen, though.
No. I'm talking about Paul McCartney's Band on the Run. Remember them from the 90s? Come on. Okay. Let's see here. We have a question from Mike Gallage. Do I pronounce his name right?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Finally. It only took 9 months. Right. I've reached a point where I've reached my genetic limit. Been training for 15 years and gone from 150 to 230, but can't gain any more no matter what I do. I want to stay as safe as possible and do FINA, the pellets. I've got a conversion kit and all the PCT stuff. Good idea, bad idea? I've got some strong opinions of this because the first anabolic I ever used was FINA.
Wow.
I mean, talk about stupidness.
Yeah, well, you might like my answer then.
Go ahead.
You know, on the one hand, your idea of minimizing the legal risks by going this route it's probably one of the safer ones. Although some of the supply houses have really clamped down on who they're selling this to. You know, be aware they're going to ask for feed receipts for your cattle, right? You also want to make sure you don't live somewhere like New York City, which is going to look a little fishy. The downside is that, a first-timer using a conversion kit for an injectable runs a risk here of messing up, meaning, you know, something is less than sterile is used and you get an abscess. The other thing to consider is this. Tren is about the most powerful steroid you can run.
I love it.
You know, it you lends got, you itself know what? You, to you, blood, you either, blood you, pressure and aggression issues.
Yeah, and your heart rate goes up immediately. I mean, your resting heart rate goes from 58 to 90. So just be prepared. Don't freak out.
You know, that and the other feedback on the boards indicates that some level of supplemental test is necessary. To offset some of the sexual dysfunction issues that some report. Now, I'm going to be honest with you and tell you I have no practical experience with Tren. It was just a road I never went down. What I can tell you is that it's not a starter steroid by any stretch.
Unless you're a doofus like me. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. The oral FINA precursors, the pro-hormones, I don't know if you remember those that were on the market, but those were enough to convince me not to toy with the real thing. They made me aggressive and angry as hell, and I'm usually a pretty laid-back guy. I can only imagine how much more powerful the real deal is. You know, in my opinion, you'd be much better served with a straight testosterone and maybe a tried-and-true oral like D-Ball. I am hesitant to encourage anything, not necessarily because, you know, they're dangerous and they'll kill you, but, you know, frankly, I'm not convinced most have reached truly reached their genetic limit. Now, some people are going to scoff at that, but let me ask you this one simple question. Is there not one person listening that could lift just one more pound in XYZ exercise? That's something to think about before you visit.
Or clean up their diet and be more consistent with their meal plans and eat a little bit more. I mean, I'm seeing muscle growing again just because I've become more dedicated to making sure I don't miss a meal, and it's amazing.
Yeah. And I seem to, you know, tightening up the fundamentals never hurts. Never hurts. And I seem to remember something about Tren and the kidneys too, but
that was the oral Tren back in the day. I forget what that was called, but methyltrienolone. No, but okay, so if you're going to use FINA pellets, I would not blend it into an injectable because there's too many opportunities for you to be injecting stuff that is not good inside your body. Go for a transdermal.
Flow gel.
Right. Get some Flow Gel Ultra. It goes into Flow Gel very easily. Just be prepared because Trenbolone acetate is yellow. It is yellow, like certain vitamin Bs are yellow. So when you rub it on your skin, it leaves a yellow cast. And if you use enough of it and cover enough of your body, your sweat will smell like cat urine. And it's from the Tren.
But you'll be huge.
Oh, look. If you use Tren Ace, it's in and out of your body pretty quickly. Actually, it's in and out of your body faster if you inject Tren Ace than if you use a topical because the skin becomes a depot that slowly continues to deliver the Tren over time. But it's out of your body in a few days, even with the transdermal. So if you don't like it, you guess what? You don't have to keep using it. Absolutely have to use testosterone with it for a variety of reasons. Be prepared for insomnia. Be prepared to sweat standing still. And be prepared for 90% of your cardiovascular conditioning to go in the poop can overnight. Your heart rate, your resting heart rate will go from 58 to 90. Your blood pressure will go up in some cases, not all cases. But you'll notice the capacity of your lungs feel compromised. I did a trend one time when I was living out in Arizona, and I had been going hiking in the mountains a lot, and it was so easy for me. And so I added trenenanthate to my regimen at the time, just 200 milligrams a week. And within like 4 days, I was huffing and puffing, doing something that I used to be able to jog and do, just walking it. So if your cardiovascular conditioning means anything to you, Tren is not the right thing to do. And quite frankly, people do Tren because they hear these horror stories about it, which is kind of stupid. If somebody tells you something makes them feel sick, they can't sleep, they lose their cardiovascular conditioning, take their word for it and move on. I would never do Tren now, not at all, because it's too important for me to feel good. Whatever the strength gains are, you lose them as soon as you come off. Why not?
Sounds like methyl one test.
It's worse. It really is worse. It really is. Because there's even evidence now that Tren promotes Alzheimer's disease. There's a good study that shows that Trenbolone actually produces the type of plaque in the brain that leads to Alzheimer's disease later on in life.
Jeez.
So, Tren's nasty stuff. Leave it to the cow farmers and the cows. Go a different route, really. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more to talk about. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget to visit CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
Makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex, is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex, for the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Tom Jones.
Love Fest.
Elisa and I went to see Tom Jones in Nashville, Tennessee. The guy's like 100 years old. He's amazing. He still sings. He still dances. And he still has that big sausage in his pants that he likes to show the girls in the front. I don't know what the hell he puts in his pants, but believe me, it's not anatomically correct. All right, Tommy Rogers says, I get what you're saying about bodyweight training, but I'm still having trouble integrating it into with my weights. My goal is to add around 10 pounds of muscle and lose about the same amount of body fat. Can you give me a percentage split or some sort of stake in the ground?
You know, this is a tough answer because a lot of it goes back to somatype, biological, and training age. So ectomorphs, for example, they're going to require around 75% multi-joint weight movements, I'll call them, with 25% body weight stuff. And a big part of that is, you know, the 10 pounds of muscle for the ecto, he's going to have to fight tooth and nail for every one. So a focus on the squat or deadlift, in my opinion, is optimal, while the body weight movements can be things like dips, push-ups, and chin-ups. That's going to keep that 10-pound gain honest. You know, in effect, the squat or the deadlift is your driver, and the push-ups and pull-ups accelerate the knock-on growth, right, that the upper body receives. Mesos and endomorphs, on the other hand, they're a different story. As, you know, they're going to gain that 10 pounds of muscle easy. Unfortunately, it's easy for them to gain a good deal of fat with it. So, to keep them honest, I would recommend more body weight work, something along the lines of, you know, the reverse, 25% weighted movements and 75% body weight splits, you know, for endomorphs anyway, and maybe a 50-50 split for mesomorphs. Both groups can and will gain the 10 pounds that they seek, but it's the composition, right, that makes the difference. So both groups, all three groups, I should say, you need to keep tabs on where the weight's coming on. And for that, the gold standard is a DEXA scan body fat test of some sort. However, you know, let's be realistic. Most people aren't going to have access to that. You use the tape measure. You know, every 2 weeks, maybe every 3 weeks, in addition to weighing in, you need to be taking the measurements of your neck, upper arms, chest around the nipples, waist, right around the belly button, mid-thigh, and calves. So, you know, as you can imagine, it's the waist that we're really keeping an eye on here. If it's staying the same, and you're getting stronger, you're on the right track. If it's decreasing and you're getting stronger, you're definitely on the right track. Now, in all candor, eating to gain those 10 pounds is going to result in the former situation, meaning a little fat might, you know, it might come on versus the latter. There are exceptions. Hopefully you're one of them. There might be if you're young enough. Here's the bottom line. How much body weight work you incorporate and which movements should it needs to require some careful thought. The ideal is to select body weight moves and enough of them to keep you honest and insofar as the kind of weight that you're gaining and maximize the knock-on growth that the weight work provides. So I hope that helps.
I would also like to throw in my two CCs here and say, stop using the 7-day week as your template for your training cycle. When you stop using the 7-day week as the template for your training cycle, all sorts of magical things can be done. I made the greatest gains in strength and conditioning when I trained my strength moves 1 day on, 2 days off, and the other 2 days, I generally did something conditioning-wise on the next day and then took completely off on the third day, then went back in, and I did a traditional, you know, push-pull legs type of a split. So that takes longer than 7 days. Actually, it's like a 9-day cycle. And so when you unlock yourself from this notion that, okay, I've got to get all this work done and I've got to do it in 7 days, that's a myth. The body doesn't have a calendar. It doesn't go, oh, you know, you got to hit me again. And in fact, 72 hours in between heavy weightlifting is ideal for muscle recovery. So use that 3-day window as microcycles. Lift on day one, do your body weight stuff on day two, rest on day three, come back and lift on day four.
Yeah. And, you know, unless you're extremely young or old, a one on, two off is precisely what I recommend to guys.
See, there you go. There you go. Let me see here. We actually have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer Tom Dranowski's question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
The makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex, is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
The performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Touch your radio. Feel the strength of the words of Coach Rob Regish, who is building an army of superhumans, quite frankly, through the Blueprint Army protocols. And Tom Dronowski says, "Hey, Rob, I just found out you're the guy that formulated Progenidrex. I've been taking it since January with astonishing results. Like, I gained 20 pounds of mostly muscle. I'm only 17 years old, 170 pounds, and been training since I was 15, but really getting serious this year. My question is, do I need to cycle off, and how much more can I gain?" Oh, you keep doing what you're doing. You'll be 340 pounds and ripped in about a year.
Yeah, you know, I remember these days.
Yeah, I know.
This is a tough question to answer, not just because of his age, but you know, I don't know his prior training and dietary habits. So the short answer, Tom, is you don't necessarily need to cycle off Progenidrex. It's not suppressive, but I do encourage people to cycle almost everything.
Yeah.
A guy your age, I would consider a good solid 6 to 8 weeks on with around a, let's call it a month off. The fact of the matter is, it and any other supplement is going to have more punch that way. Now, with respect to your gains, the simple truth of the matter is that whenever somebody starts a new supplement, they're going to be in a certain place, good, bad, or stagnant. Now, Tom here is in the prime of his hormonal life.
Bingo.
And for all I know, he may have just embarked on a 20-rep breathing squat routine. In January. So he may also have just buckled down at the dinner table, right? Eating over maintenance for the first time in his life. I have no doubt Progenidrex still helped him, but I wouldn't expect it, you know, dramatically so in that instance.
I got to point something out. Think about what Rob is talking about here. And think about what he's saying. He's saying, look, Progenidrex is good stuff, but there's other things that work here. When have you ever heard a supplement company not take credit for every single molecule of someone's gains before? When have you ever heard a supplement company honestly say, look, no, there's no doubt it's working, but there's other things happening here too. I mean, I just have to commend you. I have to stop you and commend you because most people would be going, yeah, man, this is what Progenidrex does, 20. No, it definitely helps, but it's a supplement. And you know what? For that reason and that reason alone, people should run out and buy this product because you're honest.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I try to tell it like it is. You know, that's just the straight truth of the matter. Now, in terms of how much can you gain, let me put it this way. I made it from 143 to 252, right, with nothing but creatine. You know, now that took 10 years, and I made a lot of mistakes along the way. If you're 17 and you want to, quote, unquote, take something, buy yourself a blender and get a copy of Super Squats. The real measure of how good Progenidrex or any other supplement is in the guy who's, let's say, anywhere between 30 to 40. He's been training for a decade or more, but he's been stagnant for years. Now, those trainees get a big boost in appetite for quality foods from Progenidrex. They get a huge shot of muscle fullness, and they get a return of that alpha male mentality that you had in your 20s. So,
Wait. He hasn't hit his 20s yet. No, I'm like, kids, got you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the scary part. It's available exclusively through PredatorNutrition.com. You can punch up the reviews there, but I'm telling you, I've got legions of people using it over many age groups, and they're using all different sorts of training routines and diets. And I've got nothing but 5-star reviews. But, you know, I appreciate your question, Tom. I really hope that helps.
Boy, that's honesty. Brett Masoya says, have you talked before about how important training is and get it, but how important is diet? You've talked before about how important training is, and I get it. There was a couple things missing. But how important is diet? Some say it's 80%, which seems like a lot. What's your opinion?
You know, it's important. But of all the areas where guys try to micromanage things, it's this one. You know, if only they'd analyze their training this much, we'd have a whole lot more muscle in the world. Now, speaking of which, that's one goal that trainees have, right? Putting on more muscle. Another is stripping off body fat. And, of course, the vast majority, that at least that I speak to, they want it all, right? They want to drop fat and build muscle simultaneously. So I'm going to go over each scenario. I'll give you my 2 cc's on diet. You know, in terms of bulking, it's pretty damn important. You can't build muscle out of thin air. It takes calories and sometimes a lot of them, depending upon your age and somatype. I never ate enough till I got on the college meal plan because my mentor took me aside and he said, look, you know those, you know how you threw up after the 20 rep squats yesterday? I said, yeah. He said, if you don't eat enough, that was all for nothing. All right? And since I saw the face of God during that and other workouts, I ate a hell of a lot. But if your maintenance is 3,000 a day and you're averaging 2,900, you need to get with the program. Now, next up is the guy, he wants to see his abs. You better have some decent muscle on your frame and into your late 20s at least, in my opinion. But, yeah, diet's big there too. It's the same deal as the guy that's bulking. You need to average a bit below maintenance to lose body fat. However, this guy has less margin for error, and because if he goes too low for too long, he loses muscle. You work way too hard to build it, so don't get stupid chasing down the last 2% body fat. And finally, I'll get to Mr. Recomp. Now, I get this all the time from talking to kids today. And, you know, when I say kids, I'm not talking down to anyone. But it's just my term for anyone, let's say 15 to 20, 21. I do not agree with compromising your size and strength, to see your abs at this age. But I do my best to help them. The fact is, the simultaneously, you know, gaining a muscle and losing body fat, it can be done, but it requires a sophisticated approach beyond most, and it can only be kept up for so long. So the diet part of this is even more important than the prior two scenarios. But, and this is part of what makes it so intricate and complex, it has to dovetail with the training. In other words, one has to potentiate the other to accomplish your objective. So in short, Brett, you know, the more aggressive the goal, the bigger the role diet plays. I would say that most trainees can, they'll do okay bulking up, as long as they're keeping tabs on their waist measurement. But if you're cutting or certainly recomping, I would recommend enlisting the services of a good coach or trainer.
Let's go ahead and see if we can answer this question as quickly as possible from Jim Longy. He says, around a year ago, I heard you say you thought the supplement market was stagnant. What's your opinion of it today?
More of the same. You know, in fact, the situation has gotten a bit worse, although the average consumer can't see it, meaning you still see new products hitting the market. I saw about 50 of them at one online retailer. But most of these are rehashed hash, right? They're test boosters. They're pre-workouts, creatine, NO2. It's just boring as hell to me. To understand why, you need to understand, you need to know what's going on behind the scenes. And what's going on behind the scenes is this. Everyone from sup companies to labs to raw material suppliers are tightening their belts. More than a few companies have gone out of business. And if you're looking to get into it, you need a ton of startup money. What this means is that you're not going to see a lot of new companies or new minds. Now, the one category that does show some life, in my opinion, is nootropics. There are some new and very useful items that the Europeans have been using, which are just now hitting the American market. But the key, as always, is, you know, how do you combine them? Because no single one is optimal. Now, just how to go about doing that, I'm detailing that in past and future issues of the Blueprint Bulletin with a future book on Amazon.com devoted to that. So for now, I'd say don't overpay on your staples and reward companies that have innovated. That's my 5 cents.
Okay. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to give you the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned, superhumans.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at Bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present MaxHP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. MaxHP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, MaxHP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Myself and Coach Rob Regish. Stay tuned for the top of the hour when we talk about This Is Your Brain on Fructose. Some really interesting research on fructose. This is all fructose, by the way. But obviously it plays into, you know, the FDA is now allowing high fructose corn syrup to simply be labeled fructose. So you don't know what you're getting in your food anymore. Well, fructose causes the brain to react differently than other sugars or placebo. And the way it allows the brain to react differently can lead to overconsumption by reduced satiety from a meal. So it's going to be a really interesting discussion, and you should stay tuned for that. Right now, we're going to provide the blueprint tip of the day with Coach Rob Regish. So what is the blueprint tip of the day, Coach?
You know, we're going to talk about paying it forward and what you can learn from people that you teach. And it's quite a bit. So lately, I've been approached by an unusually high number of people that want me to, you know, train them. And as part of my business, I had really high hopes that would, pan out, but it really hasn't, right? The high hopes had to do with seeing people's lives change for the better because of the stuff I've learned over the past, 30 years or so. Now, don't get me wrong. I get plenty of that via email and text every day, but there is nothing like seeing it in person. Unfortunately, when I started this, more than a few just couldn't keep their commitments, and I really soured on training them, so much so that I just stopped doing it. It angered me to no end. Not disappointed, angered me. I try not to get worked up about most things, but this sort of thing really pisses me off. You know, where I come from, you make a commitment, you keep it. These people must have grown up different. But lo and behold, there was a couple in their 50s recently that contacted me, and they had a 15-year-old daughter too. They were in the audience when I gave a group seminar to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife employees. This was over a year ago. But, you know, I moved away. They now live, you know, at least an hour away. And I told them so. But they still pressed on. In fact, they drove over an hour just to talk to me. and give them some pointers. So I sent them on their way with enough direction such that they could train themselves. And I really believe they're going to follow through on that. So I wish them luck. Now, two young men recently approached me, though, and they're both around 15 to 16 years old. And they came to me with plenty of questions. And those two guys, they're two that are keeping their commitments. And they're both looking to put on muscle and lots of it. And God, if I didn't see myself in both of them. You know, one of them, Josh, he had 2.0 printed out in a binder. And he was the guy that emailed me last week. And the title of it was, "Is This Science or Sorcery?" You know, that couldn't make me happier. Until that is, I met Nick. And his uncle recently introduced him to our gym. And he's been, and me, and he's been training for about a month prior to meeting me. Both of these kids have heart, but I've been working with Nick directly, so I can see it in his eyes during the workout, you know? And to most, he appears very sheepish in his questioning. But that's not what's going on. I know exactly what it is, because I was the same way. It's really, he's showing me a sign of respect. And I'm working on being more relaxed with him, but I have no doubt things are going to get better. What I've learned is that there are people with a lot of heart, but most of these kids are reluctant to ask for help. Some of them even approach me through a third person. For what reason, I don't know. Now, I know I don't look like a friendly guy. You know, I've got a serious look that hurts me. But once they see I'm eager to help, the walls start to come down. I've also learned this generation is supremely confused. And once you gain their trust, they'll even tell you that. You know, the information age has complicated their goals because there's so much of it. Now, there are those of you listening who no doubt have a wealth of experience, and it's obvious by your build, right? Now, that can be a blessing and a curse, as the walls that I built keep people at bay. And at the time, that's what I was aiming for. You may have subconsciously built those same walls. Just be mindful of it. The best thing to do, in my opinion, is to, instead of just sitting back and looking for this kid who looks hungry, walk up and introduce yourself. Smile. I have to remind myself to do that. You know, and offer to help in just a small way. Maybe offer to spot. You never know what it might lead to. And I will promise you this. You'll never have a greater sense of satisfaction than helping that young kid with the fire, but he's just missing the knowledge. If you share what you know with him, you know, you'll experience the richness of paying it forward. There is no greater feeling. And that kid, by the way, 20 years from today, he may pay it forward himself someday. And you just can't put a price on that.
You know something? I've always lived by this credo. You can't help someone up a hill without getting there yourself.
And, yeah, that's a great point.
Well, and you know, I've had people in my life say, oh, you know, and there's a lot of names that I could put in here, so it's not one person I'm talking about. Oh, you know, you helped so-and-so, and if it wasn't for you, no one would know who so-and-so is. And I'm not talking about you at all, Rob. I mean, you've always, of all the people that I've worked with, there's not a week that goes by that you don't let me know how much you enjoy us working together. You know what I mean? But there are a lot of people out there that I've done things for, and they just move on, and they forget that, wow, like before they came on the show, no one knew who they were. And I've had people say to me, well, why do you do that? Why do you help these people? They don't do anything for you. And you don't help people for what they're going to do for you. Because whether they do something for you or not, you get something out of helping them. And the reality is I've lived by that credo my entire life. You can't help someone up a hill without getting there yourself. And I don't know what reward I will get, but it does show itself from time to time. And I go, oh, wow, look, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't do this. So you can't look for direct direct repayment for every effort you put forth. And I don't care if you subscribe to the whole universe is watching you type thing, but know that when you put good out there, good comes back to you. It may not be the person that you helped. It could be someone who heard about you helping them, and they could reach out to you and open a door for you that could change everything for you.
Yeah, and it makes you better at what you do, because there will be times that kid will ask you a question and you won't have the answer. And I told Nick this yesterday. I said, look, I don't know it all. I'll be the first guy to tell you that. But if I don't know the answer, I will go back and I will find out what it is. And we are blessed here at SHR, because look at the number of people. Look at the number of minds that you can bring to the table. So long way of saying this. You're a big, strong guy. There are a lot of people watching you in the gym. Take the time to help somebody. Take the time to help that young kid. It could change the rest of his life in a great way.
Yeah, I agree. The greatest gift you can give somebody is the gift of physical culture. It'll serve them for the rest of their lives.
No question.
Great stuff, Rob. Great stuff.
Thanks, man.
Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
Nope, just visit CoachRobRegis.com, all my products and services, and grab yourself a free report. It will benefit you if you're looking to lose fat, that's for sure.
Okay, we're gonna sign off with Coach Regish. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be reviewing fructose yet again. You know, you would think by now, Rob, we could stop talking about fructose, but now that the FDA is allowing food manufacturers to disguise high fructose corn syrup simply as fructose, which sounds very innocuous, very healthy, quite frankly. Oh, fructose is from fruit. I think people need to understand the real dangers of fructose. So we'll talk to Coach Regish next week. Take care, Rob.
Take care. Thanks, Carol.
And then we will be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay with me. We shall return.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to
visit brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livon labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, here in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration now allows high fructose corn syrup to simply be labeled as fructose. Fructose sounds very innocuous, and quite frankly, to a lot of people, it probably sounds very healthy. But there is lots of good emerging research out there that shows that fructose does some different things in the body. We've addressed some of the metabolic differences in this type of sugar. My next guest is Dr. Bettina Wolner-Hansen. How you doing, Dr. Wolner-Hansen?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, welcome to the show. And you recently published a study looking at the differences in how fructose affects both satiety and reward sensations in the brain, right?
Right, that's right.
So what questions were you trying to answer? Why did you do this study?
So the fact that fructose stimulates satiation hormones to a lesser extent, that has been shown previously. So what was really new in our study design was to focus on the reward system. And we used the technique of functional brain MRI, where you observe the brain while in action, and that's rather new.
I think that is so cool when you can actually see like the different parts of the brain lighting up and reacting to things. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's like the highest level of voyeurism, and you know, I mean, it's really cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Describe the design of the study. You had several different groups in this study. What did you do with them?
So we had 12 healthy young men. And we examined them at the University Hospital of Basel in Switzerland on three separate occasions. And they were either given fructose or glucose or placebo, which was plain water, directly into the stomach by way of a feeding tube. And that way they didn't know which treatment they would get.
That was my next question. How could you blind them if they could taste it? That's beautiful. Fantastic.
Yeah. We used the feeding tube.
I'm applauding. Okay. Go ahead.
So then their brain activity was monitored by functional brain MRI. And in addition, we took blood samples at regular intervals to measure satiety hormones. And then we also asked the subjects about how satiated they felt.
And so what happened when, let's start with glucose and placebo. What did you see in the brain MRIs when you gave them placebo and glucose?
Well, basically what you see is that glucose has an effect on the brain reward system, which is what we expected. Because reward and satiation, they're very tightly linked. So upon food consumption, the body must quickly analyze the quality and quantity of the ingested food. And then you should, adapt further food intake, respectively, stop eating.
Right.
and they're satiation hormones which are produced in the intestine or released, and they act as satiation signals in the brain. And we then feel full and satisfied and stop consuming. So we could observe that with glucose versus placebo where nothing happens. But after fructose intake, the release of satiation hormones in the blood is minimal. And if you ask the candidates how satiated they are, we found that fructose is less effective at creating this feeling of satiety. And in functional brain MRI, we saw the same thing. We could show that fructose is less effective at stimulating the reward system in the brain.
Now you
so
know
all three levels.
You know.
Yeah, sorry.
Good, I'm sorry.
So just on all three levels, satiation hormone release, subjective feeling of satiation, and on brain reward system activation, we could see that fructose was less effective.
Over what period of time did you look at the MRIs of their brain activity?
This was only a period of 15 minutes. So you give this solution into the intestine, in the stomach, and then we observed 15 minutes.
Okay, so you know what the fructose group is going to say. Those who promote fructose are going to say, well, the reason that doctors suggest fructose to diabetic patients is because its entry to the bloodstream is much slower because it must go through a hepatic process first. It's converted first to a triglyceride, then converted back to glucose. So you should have looked an hour later or something like that. What would you say to them?
Well, I can answer that. We know that it within 15 minutes fructose is processed. So whatever comes after is not interesting anymore. So the first 15 minutes is also from part of the satiation hormones. It's the most important time. Although the satiation hormones and the subjective feelings we measured for 60 minutes, so it's just the brain MRI where we took the 15 minutes.
Ah, okay. Okay, what satiety hormones did you actually look at? Did you look at like cholecystokinin? Did you look at the what did you look at?
We looked at GLP-1 and PYY.
Right.
And, as I said, that's not really new. We knew from previous studies that these hormones are just not reacting, so that the curve is just flat. It's fructose is just behaving like a stowaway. So you have this sugar on board, but you don't really realize it.
But so that affects satiety, which would lead to overeating. If you're eating a food that is sweetened with fructose, one would assume that since the area of the limbic area of the brain is not getting the signal, that you could consume a lot more of it before you would feel satisfied, right?
Yes, right. So in animal studies, this has already been shown that they actually eat more if they get fructose. So it just doesn't get you the signal, I should stop eating. So it's a big difference if you have a drink with sweetened with glucose. You will adapt your meal. If you drink a glass of glucose solution and then eat a meal, you will eat less than after a glass of fructose solution.
Wow, that's amazing. And there's so many. Can you tell us why fructose acts differently? Is it because of the pathway of metabolism? Is it because there's something unique about fructose?
Well, we suggest it's probably because of the satiety hormones and the lack of insulin release. So insulin release is very important because it's in the brain, it's stimulating dopamine, which then makes you, which then acts on the reward system. So it's probably the lack of this signaling that makes you just not realize that you get something. So you get the calories, but the rest of the signaling is just not taking place.
Now the group that got the placebo, they also seem to show signs of improved satiety, did they not?
No, it was more or less neutral. But of course, why we used the placebo was important because you have a certain extension of the stomach also. We gave them 300 uh-huh. milliliters in 2 minutes, and if you just take a glass of water, it makes you feel full for
the stretch effect,
couple of minutes at least.
In fact, that stretch effect is being claimed as one of the benefits of the RGY or whatever they call it, the gastric bypass surgery. They say, well, you get that stretch effect sooner, and so people feel more satisfied quickly.
That's one part of it. But the other part is that your satiation hormones are just totally different after the operation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they increase. So what we know there is that they are just decreasing in obese patients, and that they increase after the operation. But the mechanism behind it is not yet clear.
But
you're right. The extension.
But fructose would throw a curveball into that. So if a person who went for gastric bypass surgery drank a drink that's high in fructose or ate food that was high in fructose, that may actually make it not work the way it's supposed to.
Well, yes, it sure would not be. There's the same problem after bypass or before bypass. You, mm-hmm. you still have this problem of the lacking rewarding effect. Although I think that after a gastric bypass, you would not tolerate a drink high in fructose, because the gastric emptying is very quick, and you get it very quickly into the intestine. So you probably feel very bloated and not like it very much.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking with Dr. Bettina Wolner-Hansen. We're talking about the fact that the effects of glucose are different upon the brain and the reward system of fructose than glucose. And these differences may lead to the desire to overeat foods sweetened with fructose. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about fructose today with Dr. Bettina Wolner-Hansen. And clearly, it acts differently in the reward center of the brain than glucose does. Fructose seems not to be as rewarding. We have done that show that Dr. Wolner-Hansen was referring to before that shows that rats that were fed fructose versus glucose ate a lot more of the fructose. Do you think that this is an indictment on fruit also, Dr. Wolner-Hansen, or do you think something else is going on when we eat whole fruits and foods that contain fructose versus the commercial use of fructose as a sweetener, which generally is isolated forms of fructose?
So that's really an important question, and it's very important that people know the difference. So the problem is that in industrial food, fructose is too highly concentrated and it's too easy accessible. So in fruits, first of all, the fructose content is not very high, and secondly, it's sort of wrapped up. So if you eat the whole fruit, you eat a lot of fibers, trace elements, and vitamins with it.
So,
but you should be... What you should be careful with is fruit juices. You can easily demonstrate it with orange juice. So if you ever made orange juice yourself, you know that you'll use about 3 oranges for 1 glass of juice, and for 2 glasses, you will already need 6. And while it is easy to drink 2 glasses of orange juice for breakfast, you would probably never eat 6 oranges. So eating fruit is no problem as long as you really eat the whole fruit.
And that was actually my next question, because a lot of parents go, okay, no more soda. Soda is bad, which, by the way, is sweetened with high fructose corn syrup most of the time. So they turn to fruit juice, and fruit juice really is no better.
No, it's not better. It doesn't matter where the fructose comes from, if it's from fruit or if it's from industrial, in the soft drinks. It doesn't matter. It's fructose. So that's important to know. So fruit juice should be a special treat and not seen as something healthy.
So what are you hoping that both clinicians and lay people take away from this most recent research?
Well, I think it just adds, again, the increasing fructose consumption must just be viewed with a critical eye. And in general, sugar consumption should be as low as possible. I would say eat as little sugar as possible and avoid fructose. And you should really read the contents, especially of industrially manufactured food. And, I can highly recommend the YouTube lecture by Robert Lustig. I don't know if you know it, Sugar, the Bitter Truth.
No,
those
no.
Those who want to learn more about it. No, it's really very interesting.
What is it called again? Says, and who is the author? Is it called?
Robert Lustig. It's a professor from the University of California.
Yes. No, I do know. Yes, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So he says basically the same. He says fructose is like alcohol without the buzz. And what he's meaning is that fructose has adversary effects on the human body, just as alcohol. And without the buzz means without the rewarding effects. So we could show that fructose doesn't really make you feel full and satisfied. And together with the known harmful effects on the human body, one could ask, why should we consume something that can harm you and doesn't even make you feel happy?
Yeah.
So that's just an important message. And for the clinicians, I mean, historically, it's quite cynical. Historically, fructose is thought to be better than other sugars and even recommended as an alternative sugar to diabetic patients. And nowadays, we know that fructose is seen in another light, and many studies indicate that fructose promotes various disorders such as obesity, diabetes, fatty liver disease, and gout, and so on. So, they just have to know that if they have somebody and they ask them how is this with sugar, what should I consume, then the worst thing is if you consume pure fructose, then intermediate but not very good is if you use the table sugar or sucrose, which is a disaccharide and consists of about 50% fructose and 50% glucose. And then best would be glucose, which no one actually consumes. But, what I would recommend is just to watch the contents of what you eat and eat as little sugar as possible.
Let's see here. Alex Leaf, who is our news director, just messaged me, said, fructose is only problematic in caloric excess. Would you agree with that statement?
No, I wouldn't, because even the calories discussion, I mean, this is a very old-fashioned discussion. We know nowadays calories are not just calories.
Right.
So fructose and glucose are isocaloric. So the same amount of glucose and the same amount of fructose have the same amount of calories, but they have a totally different effect on the body. So it's a real big difference. So we should not, of course, excess calories are never good, but it's not the point. It's really the quality of what you eat.
We can't forget calories, but I've started to think of calories differently. I've started thinking of calories, in the same context as you think of miles, in a road trip. So if you take a road trip to a destination that is enjoyable, a tropical destination, you may travel 150 miles and end up on the beach. And that experience is different than driving 150 miles and ending up at the gate of a penitentiary. And because we still have to pay attention to how far we're driving, but the direction of these particular miles makes a difference in the experience.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
well, and it's just important to know that we're not an engine. We're not just an engine where you put a certain amount of whatever fuel in it, and on the other side you have something coming out. The body is just more complicated than that.
Here in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration has now allowed the corn. See, okay, so the Corn Refiners Association, which is the lobbying and industry group for the corn growers who most of their products end up becoming high fructose corn syrup, they fought a very hard battle a few years ago with advertising campaigns saying basically that high fructose corn syrup is just sugar. Sugar is sugar. And which in my humble opinion was a stupid thing, because we know sugar is no good. So assigning yourself that you're something that's no good and you're just as no good as everything else is a stupid idea. But they failed miserably. So they launched millions and millions of dollars in advertisements in U.S. television, radio, and newspaper, basically saying high fructose corn syrup is just sugar, just like honey, just like any other sugar out there. And the people didn't buy it. They didn't believe it, and they still continued to avoid high fructose corn syrup. So what the Food and Drug Administration here in the United States has done is, instead of protecting the people's interests, they've allowed the corn refiners to rename high fructose corn syrup from high fructose corn syrup simply to fructose. So now when you buy products and it says that it's sweetened with fructose, people go, oh, fructose, that's fruit sugar. That's good. They don't even know whether it's really fruit sugar isolated or high fructose corn syrup. So this is an important discussion, because the reality is that the majority of Americans are in a calorie excess state anyway. That's why we have 50% obesity here. And so to those individuals, regardless of if there's research or no research that shows fructose is not a problem in a calorie deficit or not, it is a problem for the 50% of Americans out there. They should get this message. That's my opinion.
Right. Well, what I think is awful, I mean, I live in Switzerland, and here it's not that bad. But what I've heard of the United States is that sugar is just put into everything, in bread, in pizza, wherever. So that makes it, of course, very difficult. So if you want to avoid sugar and you say, I don't take this donut, then it's easy. But if you have to read all the contents to avoid high fructose corn syrup, then it's getting very difficult. Yeah. And if it's called fructose now, which sounds great, like people have been indoctrinated, eat fruit, 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 and suddenly something emerges sounding like fruit, then that's difficult, of course. It's misleading.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show and talk about this. And we have to keep getting this message out there that you must be careful about fructose consumption. If you, especially if you are already obese and in a calorie excess, if you're pre-diabetic, you should be avoiding. Don't avoid fruit. Have the apple. Have the grapefruit. Have the berries. But stay away from foods that are sweetened with fructose, because this is isolated, easily absorbed, and obviously will not make you satisfied. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dr. Walner Hansen.
You're welcome.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That should not be in there. That should not be in there. Anyway, I just wanted to make a couple comments and then we'll wrap up today's show. Alex Leaf makes a couple really good points. Fructose is not a concern in any form when you are in a caloric deficit. And he points out that the average fructose amount used in isocaloric substitution trials is usually 100 grams, which is a lot. That's about two sodas, really. So I think that the summary of what we were talking about when we ended the interview was accurate. And that is, you don't have to be hyper worried about fructose if you are dieting down. It's probably not going to have the same effect on you as somebody who's in a caloric excess. But the reality is that when we talk about these types of studies, we're really talking about the average American who may be your client if you're a personal trainer or a nutritionist. And in that particular group of individuals, fructose will matter if it's a sugar-sweetened form of fructose, like high-fructose corn syrup or a fructose sweetener in products, drinks, and so on. But they should not be scared off of eating fruit. The occasional piece of fruit each day, an apple. They're very, very low in fructose to begin with. And as Dr. Wolner Hansen points out, they're bound to other things. They enter the bloodstream slowly, and there are other things going on in their fiber and so on that play an important role. But it is an important discussion. Fructose continues to be in our food chain for those who eat the Western diet. They probably do drink large amounts of fructose in a day. And so those people are probably affected, especially if they're obese already or mildly overweight and part of that caloric excess crowd. Okay, that's the end of today's show. We have great shows the rest of the week. I hope you're able to tune in live. If you're not, you know the podcast will always be there when you need it. Also, just want to remind you, you can get a free sample of Crealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world. Alex Leach has published a study, an article about a study that I read the other day about how creatine actually improves bone health in women. Creatine is king, and Crealkaline is the king of creatines. And you can get a free sample by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Ask the Scientist banner ad and asking the scientist, ask Dr. Jeff, say, hey, I want to try Crealkaline. Send me a free sample, include your mailing address, and like magic, you'll be trying it before you know it. Okay, thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. We'll see everybody tomorrow.